This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A judge has ordered court records relating to a 2021 arrest of the alleged Club Q shooter be released. KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports.
Judge Robin Chittum said the profound public interest in scrutinizing law enforcement actions related to the case outweighs the suspect's right to privacy. Defense attorneys argued that unsealing the records would risk a fair trial. The case centers on a bomb threat that led to a lengthy standoff with law enforcement and the evacuation of 10 homes. Charges were ultimately dismissed and all related records were sealed in accordance with Colorado law. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
A small hospital in Leadville is facing difficult financial challenges and may have trouble paying staff. In a special meeting with Lake County Wednesday night, leaders of St. Vincent Health said the hospital may not have the funds to cover employee payroll this week. Leaders say they're working with the hospital district board to find short and long-term financial solutions. There may be hundreds of thousands of Coloradans who caught COVID-19 and still have long COVID. That is, symptoms they didn't have before their infection, which lasted 3 months or more after first getting sick. Alex Tribino is 30 from Denver. She was infected with COVID twice. What started with migraines and shortness of breath led to long-term fatigue and brain fog.
And then I never got better. It's like it knocked me down to a new baseline, and that's just how I had to live my life.
Her condition has prevented her from working as a management consultant. Now she's doing rehab and working with researchers at the University of Denver. Right now in Grand Junction, it's 39 degrees and clear. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.